KSL News time now is 7:09. Another check of triple team traffic on this Election Day Tuesday. Back to you, Andy.
And the big problem is the 201 freeway, a crash just before I-15 for eastbound traffic. Looks like the car may have crashed into that cement barrier where the 201 splits into either going on to I-15 north or south. And so we've got delays from this now stretching back almost as far as Bangor Highway. So avoid SR-201 from Bangor to I-15. Go up to I-80 by the airport and take that into downtown Salt Lake instead. Beginning to see some southbound delay on the west belt near 47th South, and our typical northbound slowing between Bangor Highway and 90th South. Aubrey?
Utah County drivers can expect northbound I-15 to be moving pretty good right now. It's filling in a little bit as cars start getting out there, but things are looking pretty good. There still are crashes on southbound I-15 in Lehigh just before the 2100 North exit. You might see a little braking around there. And in Provo on Freedom Park Boulevard going north between 800 North and 300 South, there's a little congestion there. Len?
Aubrey, on the north end of the Wasatch, seeing some slow traffic as you move southbound I-15 from Willard to North Ogden, where traffic is down to two lanes there. Then traffic rolling along through Ogden past Hill Air Force Base on into the downtown Salt Lake City area with no snags. Zero Res is collecting food for the Utah Food Bank. You pay just $33 per room. Make a donation to the technician and get an extra room cleaned free. Call Zero Res for details. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.